Novelist Bob Inman, in interviews, likes to describe himself as a simple storyteller without overt pretensions to creating literature. This is a seemingly modest declaration, but really, being a first-rate storyteller is a fine achievement. Harder than it looks. Indeed, it should not look hard at all. And if the story fails to hold the reader's interest, it won't matter if it is literature or not. Few will finish the book. The Governor's Lady, his seventh book, is a terrific story. Not autobiographical, not ripped from the headlines, but drawn from Inman's long experience as press secretary for Alabama Governor Albert Brewer, in the University Relations Office at the University of Alabama while earning an MFA in creative writing, and from 20-plus years as a TV anchor for Charlotte, North Carolina, station WBTV. Inman places his novel in an unnamed southern state, probably Alabama, with a little North Carolina thrown in. Cooper Lanier, a woman, has just won the race for governor. It is swearing-in day. Cooper's husband, Pickett Lanier, was governor for two terms and is now beginning a run for president. Cooper's father, Cleve Spanauer, was twice a successful and popular governor. She has big name recognition, but won the job honestly, in her own right, she thinks. No Lurleen Wallace. Cooper means to be the governor. Cooper's dying mother, Mickey, insists on moving in with her and announces her wishes. Quote, for my funeral, I want a good band and an open bar, end quote. The two don't get along. They hardly speak. Mickey asks forgiveness for her failures as a mother, but Cooper tells her, quote, I wouldn't have any idea where to start, end quote. But as the novel progresses, their relationship will mend, as will Cooper's relationship to her own daughter, Allison, who also hated growing up in the mansion, the fishbowl. Inman gives Cooper a crisis on her first day as governor. A huge blizzard brings down power lines. A school bus goes off the road. Lives are in danger all over the state. She opts to call out the National Guard, but her orders are vetoed by someone. From this moment forward, Cooper realizes her husband has betrayed her, has lied to her steadily, intended her to be a puppet, a figurehead. He and his agents, by secret prearrangement, mean to run the state from the campaign trail. This is not a novel about sexual infidelity. It is about money and power. Cooper is disgusted, and she rebels. Aided by her mother, she takes control, firing Pickett's minions, incompetent, lazy, greedy, crooked, and hiring her own people, including as chief of staff, the aging, colorful, and incorruptible Capital City reporter Wheeler Kincaid. He's relentless and knows, quote, where all the bodies are buried, end quote. As Cooper uncovers the plot against her and some corrupt deals underway in the legislature, events trigger flashbacks. Inman handles these very well, folding the flashbacks in seamlessly, especially recollections of her early years with Pickett, who was a guitar-playing, fun-loving, beer-drinking professor at the university before he got bitten by the political bug. Cooper recalls other beaux she rejected because they were political. How ironic. She remembers precious moments with her father, who, sadly, when near death, told Cooper, quote, we are the sum of our regrets, end quote. The lady governor is determined that this will not be her fate.